From originating station VK4WIA, this is Q News with today's highlights from the Sunshine State.
Welcome to Q News from VK4WIA. I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. The very graphic warnings that have been coming out of New South Wales this week have been a demonstration of what is great about broadcast and communications, and what is so obviously fragile. The extent of the bushfires is horrendous, and the manpower resources are well stretched. In Queensland, we are approaching the official monsoon and cyclone seasons, whilst most of the state is affected by drought. We've already had a bushfire in our area, with sheds and fences damaged. In New South Wales, the website of the Rural Fire Service has been struggling with the huge demand for access. The broadcasters have been using their own links, mobile phones and internet. But in spite of the reports over the years of the loss of services around the world, the lessons seem not to have been learnt. Battery backup is required for services in high-rise buildings, but is only good enough in cell towers for a few days when the mains fail. We may not normally have earthquakes, but we sure as hell have fires and floods. Try a knowledge challenge in your club as to how many ways communications can be disrupted by natural disasters. It will shock you. Radio clubs can and must spread the word about the independent and reliable communications. It's the second string to the bow. And our hobby, amateur radio, has a place. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. In southern Queensland and northern New South Wales, it can be heard on 147275 Acacia Plateau or 147375 Mount McKenzie at 8:30 a.m. Sunday Eastern Standard Time. I'm Paul, VK2PT, the President of the Border Rangers Amateur Radio Club.
Hi everyone, it's Ray, VK4 Charlie Fox with news from the Redcliffe Radio Club. Lots of news this week, so let's get straight into it. The Redcliffe and District's Radio Club participated in JOTA week activities last weekend. Although the number of scouts was down compared to those of last few years, the club members provided a range of amateur radio activities for all those who attended. One activity that seemed to enjoy was the fox hunting, while others took great interest in kit building. But the main purpose of the weekend was to contact other scouts and guides. Time differences made many overseas contacts small, but there were many local and interstate contacts actually made. All club members who participated did a great job, and thanks and well done to all those who were involved. The club is hosting a 5.7 GHz shootout. What's a shootout, I hear you ask? Well, this event is all about optimising 5.7 GHz, 6 centimetres, receiving systems, where a weak signal will be located at the end of the park near the Redcliffe Clubhouse, and operators will use the source to optimise their antenna systems and transverters. Progressively, the signal strength will be reduced and a prize will be awarded to the most sensitive system. The time, 11 a.m. Date, 3rd of November. Location, the Redcliffe Clubhouse, Klingner Road at Kippering. Again, if you check the club's website, you'll see all the details. Now, Tech Talks are held at the club every the third Monday of every month. Last Monday, the club enjoyed the presentation by Richard, VK4, X-Ray Romeo Lima, presenting the history of amateur radio, amateur television in southeast Queensland, along with an introduction to receiving digital ATV and transmitting equipment. Club members and visitors enjoyed a great presentation, and seeing most of our tech talks are actually broadcast live on the SEQ ATV Group's ATV repeater, a Victor Kilo 4 Romeo Mike Golf on 446.5 MHz DVB-T. It was fitting to learn all about amateur TV side of the transmissions. Now, next month, that is November's technical talk, is being coordinated by John, VK4 Bravo Zulu. To allow for this, there's a rearrangement of the normal order of business, and the club's tech talk will be on site at Nogra Army Barracks on the 11th of November. The club's general meeting will be on the 18th of November. Now, you may have observed interference with the Mount Glorious repeat of Victor Kilo 4, Romeo Bravo November. A stub was installed on the receive port to attenuate a nearby airband transmitter, and the squelch has also been increased. Unfortunately, this may result in a decrease in receive sensitivity. EchoLink and IRLP are now available, but please remember to put a star in front of the EchoLink node number. All the operating instructions you need can be found on the Redcliffe Radio Club's website. And on repeater matters, our 6-meter repeater is getting close to being on the air. It'll be on 53.625 MHz and input on 52.625 MHz. The long-term plan is to link the repeater to the 2-meter repeater also at Wemuran, allowing mobile and portable stations to enjoy the sporadic e-season, which I am told is on the way. The Wednesday group has conducted a series of communication checks conducted by the Sunshine Coast Amateur Radio Club, and thanks to Noel, Victor Kilo 4 November Lima, Ken VK4 Foxtrot Kilo Echo November, and Roger VK4 ZLQ, our radio room was activated as part of the Sunshine Coast Regional Council, that is the Local Disaster Management Group, plan. We intend to extend the checks to the Moreton Bay Regional Council, increasing our ECOM participation, which was previously known as WISON. Well, that's it from this week. It's Ray VK4 Charlie Fox with a long news bulletin, but I'll see you next time. 7-3 for now, and it's back to VK4 WIA.
Across Queensland, around Australia, and in fact around the world, from VK4 WIA, you're tuned to Q News. From Maryborough, Queensland, Australia, it's relayed on the EQSO for PMR Radio and UHFCB network, following the WIA National News Service at 2330 UTC each Saturday. From the Maryborough Electronics and Radio Group, I'm Ray, VK4 TPT.
And now, an overdue news update from the Ipswich and District Radio Club. Last month, a new look website was launched, vk4wip.org.au. Special thanks to Des, VK4LOT, who's taken on the role of webmaster and is doing a fantastic job. The site has been reinvigorated and is packed full of information for amateurs everywhere, plus news for club members and friends. The annual general meeting held recently produced some changes to the club committee while taking a steady-as-she-goes approach. New president is Glenn, VK4FARR, and he was congratulated by members. He is joined by John, VK4IE, who once again has taken on the role of treasurer, and former president Darren, VK4FVRX, steps in as secretary. A reminder, the Ipswich Club's Christmas barbecue is on November 16th from around 10:30 with a lunch at 12. It's a BYO everything affair in the peaceful surroundings of Colo Gardens. There may even be a link up through IRLP with our sister club around 1300 hours, which is about 2000 Friday night for them. Reporting from Ipswich, this is Alan, VK4FABR.
Q News. We've reported, you decide.